This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the body of a female was found at Grand View, St. Thomas. Intimate hotels of Barbados report a slow summer but remain optimistic about Carifesta. Some taxi drivers operating along River Road requested more spaces. Sidima monitoring the movement of Tropical Storm Erin as it's forecast to develop into a hurricane today. And over 1,000 guns destroyed as the Bahamas cracks down on dangerous weapons. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite has confirmed the discovery of a woman's body in St. Thomas. Mr. Brathwaite said police received the call around 5:30 p.m. yesterday.
The police operations control room received a report from a male about 5:30 p.m. that there was a motionless body lying in a bushy area at Grand View Heights in St. Thomas. Police at District D Police Station responded to the area and found the lifeless body of a female in the area. A medical doctor was summoned to the scene. That doctor examined the body and pronounced death. Investigations are now ongoing into the matter, and we are appealing to anyone who can help us in identifying this female or anyone who has information in relation to this incident or may have witnessed incident to please contact the District D Police Station.
Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. The Intimate Hotels Group of Barbados is reporting a slow summer period, but remain optimistic with Carifesta set to be hosted on the island. Speaking on the sidelines of the group's annual general meeting, Executive Director Cicely Callender said occupancy rates typically decline at this time of the year, but the sector has rolled out strategies to boost numbers.
Most of the members have reported low occupancy with regards to their occupancy rates for summer. But this is typical at this time of the year. We're hoping that there would be some uptick because there's Carifesta within the next week. There are a lot of other big operations coming on board. And we as IHP, we're trying to up our game in terms of our brand and our presence. That's why we have a partner, Interior Avenue. They're on board with us to try and see how best they can help members upscale themselves and upgrade themselves. I mean, we have the revenue manager portfolio now that we've now opened up for membership. So we're trying to see how best we can come up with new initiatives and new income streams to make sure that members actually have new ways to make money.
Executive Director of the Intimate Hotels of Barbados Group, Cicely Callender. Meanwhile, Chairman of the group, Shireen Matlin Tulloch, stressed that intimate hotels are not threatened by larger hotel developments or Airbnbs, saying there's a niche market that continues to value their unique offerings.
We already have about 30 members who have signed up for the revenue management and training out of about 38 at this time. So I think the interest is there. I think people realize the importance of being able to manipulate your rates. I'm a firm believer that there is a room for everybody in this world. And with our Gen Zs right now who are nomads and travelers, they're not necessarily looking for high-end luxury properties. They're looking for an experience, which is what we're trying to sell, a Barbadian experience. So we will have people who are going to gravitate, obviously, to those properties. But I don't think that it's going to impact us in a huge manner at all.
Chairman of the Intimate Hotels of Barbados, Shireen Matlin Tulloch. Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith, says the recently concluded cropover season has delivered a positive boost to the island's tourism sector. Mr. Griffith reports that hotels enjoyed strong performance and positive guest engagements, reflecting continued confidence in Barbados. He told Starcom Network News the season reinforced the importance of coordinated efforts across the sector to maximize economic benefits for the island.
The cropover season is a significant period for Barbados, and its conclusion allows us to assess the economic impact on the tourism sector more clearly. Overall, hotels experienced a strong performance, with healthy occupancy rates and positive guest engagement, reflecting continued confidence in Barbados as a premier destination. Beyond hotels, restaurants, adventure tourism operators, and other related sectors also saw encouraging activity, benefiting from the influx of visitors and the vibrant atmosphere that Crop Over brings. While there are always areas for improvement, the season has reinforced the importance of coordinated efforts across the sector to maximize economic benefits for the island.
Mr. Griffith remains hopeful that Carry Festa will also have a significant impact on the sector.
Looking ahead, we are very optimistic about the positive impact Carry Festa will have. This major cultural festival is expected to further boost visitor arrivals, create additional business opportunities for our tourism and hospitality partners, and enhance Barbados' profile as a vibrant cultural hub in the Caribbean. We remain focused on supporting all stakeholders to build on this momentum as we move into the remainder of the year.
Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith. Taxi drivers operating on River Road in the city want government to allocate additional parking space following a run-in with police over traffic blockages. Speaking to Starcom Network News in anonymity, the driver said the congestion is not caused by taxis, but by public service vehicles, particularly ZR vans, encroaching on their designated spaces. The operators are urging authorities to address the issue to ease tensions and keep traffic flowing.
I think that we need more spaces out here and more time. I would like for your Prime Minister to at least shed a little light on us and put more spaces, at least 8 to 10. Because we don't trouble the traffic, man. We don't obstruct traffic.
It's not our fault, no. It's the ZR main. The whole of Barbados, no, it's my fault. It's the ZR main that causing this problem.
Then got
the
space.
Closing the van stand at 6 o'clock in the evenings causes the confusion. We need help as taximen.
Well, I guess them is doing the same trade as we, but then got their own space, that's how you're saying it. So coming out here is make confusion for we, because then the police can say that all of we is so blocking up the road. When it ain't like, we'll be out here from morning and the traffic will be flowing very nice. Only when the vans come, that when problems come.
Voices of taxi operators. The Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, CEDEMA, is closely monitoring the movement of Tropical Storm Erin, which is forecast to develop into a hurricane later today. Communications and Public Relations Specialist Keith Goddard said that tropical storm watches are in effect for 3 Caribbean islands and is urging the region to be prepared.
According to an advisory from the U.S. National Hurricane Center, tropical storm watches are in effect for Anguilla, Barbuda, and St. Martin. As at 5 p.m. on Thursday, 14th August, Tropical Storm Erin was located near 16.7 degrees north, 51.2 degrees west, or about 790 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands, with maximum sustained winds near 60 miles per hour and moving west at 17 miles per hour. The National Hurricane Center indicates Erin is forecast to become a hurricane by Friday. Based on current forecast guidance, Tropical Storm Erin is expected to pass to the north of the northern Leeward Islands this weekend.
Mr. Goddard noted that tropical force winds and heavy rainfall are expected within the watch areas.
CEDEMA is monitoring the progression of Tropical Storm Erin, maintaining communication with the National Disaster Coordinators of the participating states under threat, and taking the necessary preparedness actions. The coordinating unit, headquartered in Barbados, will also provide updates as the situation evolves.
Communications and Public Relations Specialist Keith Goddard in the Bahamas. The police are reporting that 1,400 firearms were buried in concrete, reinforcing the government's efforts to prevent dangerous weapons from returning to the streets. Police say a total of 1,428 weapons, approximately 20% of the estimated 7,000 weapons held by police, including weapons that have been seized, as well as obsolete weapons from government stockpiles, were destroyed. The ceremony was conducted in partnership with the Mines Advisory Group, CARICOM Impacts, and the U.S. Embassy, which donated the underground gun disposal system. Recapping the headlines. body of a female was found at Grand View, St. Thomas. Intimate Hotels of Barbados report a slow summer but remain optimistic about Carry Festa. Some taxi drivers operating along River Road request more spaces. Sedima monitoring the movement of Tropical Storm Erin as it's forecast to develop into a hurricane today. And over 1,000 guns destroyed in a crackdown on dangerous weapons in the Bahamas. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.